And let's open up prayer. Father, we thank you for yourself. We thank you for that time in the middle of the week that we can come aside. We do ask that you come and be with us, that you would enliven us, that you would enliven us in prayer, that you'd come and meet with us as we pray this evening, that we might know your presence with us. We ask that you would enable us to pray for those things that are needful this evening. We ask that you would touch us as we pray, that you'd come now and open your word to us as well. Refresh us with your presence, we ask, in Christ's name. Amen. So we had started before my bout with Salmonella in Psalm 84, and let's continue that this evening. This is the third section of it in verses 5 to 7. We looked most recently at the degree of longing expressed in verses 3 and 4. And now in verses 5 to 7, there is a sight for us of the length of sight that the believer has and how that is useful to him. So let's just read verses 5 to 7. It says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion." The first thing we notice is the situation of strength. Now, we see both in verses 5 and 7 the idea of strength. And the first thing we see in verse 5 is that the strength is not in the individual. It says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in you." But at the same time, his heart is set on pilgrimage. If you've ever had a long walk, and I have been doing more walking lately. And I like, when I walk, I like to walk out away from home and then come back. And sometimes I walk around, I have a mile circuit. But sometimes I walk out and it's about a mile and a quarter out. And I have these rows of cornfields on either side. And it's quite a long way out. And I get a little ways out, and my destination is a long way out there. And I get a ways out there and say, do I really want to keep going and keep going and keep going? Sometimes the seeing the great distance to go can make for a weak heart. In the Christian life as well, there is a tendency to faint, potentially, because of the distance to go, both to heaven in sanctification. But this is counterintuitive to that. It says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage." So despite the fact of the long way to go, potentially, the fact that it is not my strength is strengthening. And it is not a rational concept but it is a real thing. The Apostle Paul says in Philippians 1:6, he says, "He who has begun a good work in you will complete it." And so the believer takes heart and shortens his view. We have the final view in sight. But what I have encouraging is that I have a promise. And the promise strengthens me for now. It's not my strength, but I draw strength in the fact that I have a promise. So our strength is not in him, despite the long view. Secondly, now all of this is in the context of pilgrimage. And the pilgrimage, of course, in the context of the psalm, it is to the tabernacle, to the temple. And for us, it is to glory. Verse 6, it says, "As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring." This valley of Baca, they just transliterated it. It could easily be translated a valley of tears, a valley of dryness. It's clear that it is denoting of a difficulty, a great difficult time, or a dry place that the pilgrim has to go through on his way to glory. We see for the believer in the Old Testament context on the way to Jerusalem, and again we have the idea of the long sight. As we pass through difficulty, there is the knowledge that I will be kept through this. Psalm 30, it says, "His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." There is a valley of tears. There are great difficulties, potentially, to pass through. But as this verse says, they make the difficulty into a spring. The difficulty becomes a blessing. Have you known that to be the case for you? Difficulty is a means of strengthening. Tears become a deepening of a walk with the Lord. So as they pass through the valley of great difficulty, it becomes, in fact, a time of finding God instead of a distance from him. And thirdly, the second use of strength. It says they go from strength to strength. Well, he's already said this pilgrim's strength is not in the Lord. And now here we see him saying they are going from strength to strength. What does that look like? Well, it looks like learning not to trust yourself. This is not the idea of a bodybuilder who is growing large muscles from use. This is the idea of just-in-time help from the Lord. That is the notion of strength to strength. We find that in the life of the Lord Jesus. that when he was worn out after 40 days of not eating or drinking and Satan's temptations, he was strengthened by angels, in Matthew 4. When he was worn out with grief and the burden of sin coming on him, he was strengthened by an angel in Luke. Luke says in Luke 22, I believe. So there is strength for our day. There is strength as we have need of it. But the strength comes when we don't have it. And that way we go from strength to strength. And the last statement in verse 7, and the long view again, they all appear before God. They all are there in Zion in the end. Again, we have a promise. The Lord Jesus says in John 10, no one can take them out of my hand. No one can pluck them out of my Father's hand. That's part of the long sight, whether sooner or later, I will arrive. And that is the comfort for the believer. It's not arriving in Cadillac style, in a limousine. It's not how we get to glory, but it's that we get to glory. Every one of God's own arrives there. And that long view is encouraging. That long view enables us on the way. That long view is strengthening. That long view enables us to take the next step, so to speak, along the way, and not to kind of just say, well, it'll be okay. No, we walk forward in the strength that we are given a day at a time, knowing that He will help me. And so I take the next step. He will help me. I take the next step. A very encouraging psalm this is for us. Let's close this section of the evening in prayer.